This is TWiT.
We saw this. Remember the Samsung event not so many months ago where they showed the Galaxy Gear S? Well, it's now available. This is kind of a watch that has some limited appeal because, first of all, you have to use a Galaxy phone. In fact, I think you need the Galaxy Note 4 to even use this. That's ironic because this is a Tizen-based watch that is essentially the closest thing to a standalone device, Dick Tracy watch, there is. It has 3G and 2G built into it. It has its own phone number. In fact, when you first set it up, they suggest you forward your phone's number to this watch so that you can answer calls on your watch. The watch faces are pretty. It's a Super AMOLED display, 2.0 inches, 360 by 480. But already you're seeing one of the problems. To save battery, like all of these devices, it turns itself off. But turning it on is not the easiest thing in the world. And that isn't even fully on. You might have to press the home button to get the full screen. This is a nice watch face. These, of course, are interchangeable. This one has a little dial for steps. The weather forecast, here is the date, and there is the number of notifications. Yes, there are notifications on this watch, as there are with many smartwatches. If you swipe over, and this is one of the issues with a watch like this, a lot of controls. This might be a preview of what the Apple Watch ends up looking like. These are all notifications. Here's actual emails I can read. You can dictate messages. It uses Samsung's S-Voice technology. So anything you can do with S-Voice, you can do right here on your watch. And as a result, it's kind of a big honking watch. They also have music playback. There's 4 gigs of storage in here. So let me play. This is one of the songs that comes with it, Samsung's Mother Nature. You hear that? No, of course you don't. Because it's coming out of a speaker the size of your pinky. Here, let me hold it. I'm going to hold it up to my mic. You ready? Yeah.
Does it have a headphone hookup or anything?
Bluetooth.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, and that's true with a lot of these watches. Even the Moto 360 has music playback and Bluetooth on this.
But not a tiny, teeny, tiny speaker.
It's actually kind of funny.
It's working really hard.
Charger, this is kind of like the old school smartwatches. It's got pogo pins, and you have to use a specialized charger that connects to a micro USB port. I don't like that. I think one of the things I loved about the Moto 360 is that it's wireless. This is not. You have to connect it up, and it's got to go ka-chunk. But listen to what they've built into this thing. There's an accelerometer, there's a gyroscope, there's a compass, there's a heart rate monitor that actually does a pretty fair job. It's one of the optical heart rate monitors in the back of it that can actually read your blood pulsing through your veins, through your skin. An ambient light sensor, UV meter. So this will tell you if you've had too much sun exposure. And a barometer so you know what your altitude is. Wi-Fi is built in, GPS is built in. So this is really, in many ways, a standalone watch that'll be suitable for runners. In fact, besides notifications, Samsung does focus on the health aspects of this. This is the S Health app step meter. You can measure your heart rate. Shall I measure my heart rate? All right, let's see how accurate it is on here. 300 milliamp hour lithium ion battery. That's enough to get me through the day, especially since the screen turns itself off pretty much instantly all the time. But with a super.
You can hear that music, don't you?
Yeah. I probably should turn that off. I don't know.
That's going to throw off your heart rate.
This isn't running Android. There you go. No, that's pretty accurate. That's amazing, huh? So it did that fairly quickly. It'll also log it and continue to log it throughout the day. So that's nice. Let me turn off the music. And you're going to see as soon as I start doing this why this is too complicated. There's too much stuff going on. You slide up, you slide down, you slide left, you slide right. But that's kind of the nature of this. We really put almost the entire functionality of a smartphone into a watch face 2 inches in size. I even got news on here. Yes, there's news.
Clickbait on your
my
watch.
Clickbait on my watch. Can you believe that? Here's my calendar. And I can add more pages, too. This is very much like an Android watch. Not running Android. It's running Samsung's own Tizen operating system. Let's see what happens if I tap that. You want to read that article? You can actually, I think it's pretty legible. I'm not sure I want to spend a lot of time holding my wrist up reading this text. One thing you can say about this watch, you've got to give them points for ambition. They really decided, well, if there were, if we didn't cut any corners, what could we do on a watch like this. Check mobile device to view content. So I've now sent that to my mobile device. So it's going to start, I can read it back on my mobile device. It does tie into your Samsung Galaxy Note 4, but it doesn't require it. Only to install apps and to control it and to get, but it can go online by itself. It can even ring. I mean, you can actually have a phone conversation on this thing. I really like the watch face. And as
that's
I said,
that's why they have the speaker.
Yeah. So you can, oh, yeah, you need that so you can talk to somebody. Hello?
Hello?
What? I've seen this as low as $250. Verizon's selling it right now for $250 with a 2-year contract. Yes, you get a contract with this watch.
Oh, my God.
But wait, there's more. I think the list price is $100 more, but of course, the contract means that you're going to be paying that and a lot more over the 2 years of the life of your watch. So, you know, on the pros and cons, on the pro, hey, this is a really interesting and good-looking, I think, watch, kind of large, but not uncomfortable. And you've got to give them points for ambition. They're really trying to see what could you put in a 2-inch screen? How usable? The screen is, by the way, as you'd expect from Samsung, very legible. Their Super AMOLED stuff is, I mean, you can see how easy this is to read. It's really crisp. It's really bright. You can get a lot of work done on the watch itself.
It's curved. It looks really nice.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to... I wore this around quite a bit, and no one pointed at me and laughed. So that's a pro.
Your pros are so... You know, they had ambition. They had gumption. You know, no one laughed at me.
Find good things to say about it. On the other hand, no one said, oh, that's a good-looking watch, as they have often say on the Moto 360. Mm-hmm. It isn't a good-looking watch, but it's not a hideous watch. Cons, of course, you got to have a Galaxy Note 4. The battery life, it'll get you through the day, but only because you can't see what time it is. So I think not making it easy to see what time it is kind of takes away some of the most important functionality of a wristwatch. You have to pay for a 2-year contract because it's got its own network. It's its own phone number. This is a little mini phone strapped to your wrist. I hate to do this. I'm going to give it a do not buy. Obviously, you're not going to buy this. No one in their right mind would buy this. But I do think it's great that we're trying these things so that when Apple finally does release a watch, they'll know what not to do.
Right. They're going to be able to pivot so fast. They're going to be able to copy the Apple Watch so quickly.
Right. This is just a holding pattern until the Apple Watch comes out. Pretty impressed by how much technology they got. From a technologist's point of view, it's an impressive watch. From a user's point of view, it's an absolute do not buy.